There are two pieces which concern my voice. Suggestions surrounding your hypnotist's voice will be quite common. But in the case of these, there's Siren's voice, which is not about the voice haunting your brain, your dreams, teasing you into action at all the right moments. No, Siren's voice is about visualizing, as though on an audio visualizer, the flow of my voice into your brain, being acutely aware that all words are vibration, and that a solid barrier does not keep them from making their way into your brain. When you have those buzzing electrical signal interpreting small bones of the inner ear, eustachian tube system, nerve conduction, and if I just spoke against your forehead, even earplugs wouldn't save you from knowing sleep. But as I said, that's the other one. Siren's voice is about visualizing it, or the idea that because my voice is vibration, it necessarily passes through certain walls and into the halls of your mind, into the places we were already going to walk together. It's just the difference between letting me in through your door and finding I'm already inside, regularly, routinely, already inside. I like being the voice in your head. And yeah, that means the one that you're already using has to become quieter. I say the one you're already using because a lot of people have said that the voice that they, like, talk in their head, while it's their voice, doesn't sound the way their voice does out loud. Similarly, the phenomenon of disparity between how you perceive your voice and how you set it up inside your head. This is an expectation phenomena. This is also a useful one. If your mind replicates my voice saying these words quite perfectly, or if it echoes triggers with the original authority that I presented, then wouldn't that open you up to so many additional beautiful transportations where it feels like I'm there whispering, "Night, night, Pat. You can go deeper, Pat." Your mind is melting away. A smile, a nod, and then you say, "Perfect. Echo my voice, perfect." Where does the line between what your hypnotist says in a session and what you think outside of it form? Well, that line should necessarily be blurred. We want you giving me credibility inside your head. Giving you positive thoughts about me. Giving you what you need. Presenting argument and ideation. Presenting trance. Stimulation. See my voice in your head, sure. That siren seduction that echoes evermore, that teases, that winds in, climbs in, begins to drive you ahead of it. Onward. Listening. Down, deeper and deeper down. Ever further down. The longer you listen, the more you learn, the more you learn, more you feel my voice in your head. Familiar cadence. Study my words. I say a sentence, and I might say quite a diverse group of vocabulary words, allowing you to know how I would say most common things. The mental muscle phenomena might build as you listen, replacing what happens inside your head with warm encouragement from without. You want it so bad to have that encouragement in the back of your mind come prominently forward, to have it cover what you're thinking, so that you find in the middle of one thought, "Oh, maybe I should go do this." My voice a little more beguiling, because I'm always beguiling, it's something of a problem. Saying, "Could you please get everything done so you can spend some time with me? Night, night, Pat, have your fun, and then we'll be together and deep and gone all along." Your mind winds down, your body trembling, aching, awaking, ready, but deep. Sleep, night, night, Pat, deeper and deeper down. Every time you hear my words, don't they exceed your expectations. Replace what was there before with yes, with more, with your echoing thoughts are replaced by, enhanced by, molded by, shaped by, mine, of course, because they're mine, of course. We're here to share, and that seed inside asks you to do certain simple things. Whenever you hear from the shadows, from the warmth, from the echoing part of your brain, and it's not a file, when you hearken back to one of my turns of phrase, one of my triggers, night, night, deeper and deeper down, heavy with honey, leaving all your weary worlds, all your outside thoughts, all your useless tacks by the wayside, to find yourself untaxed, unweighed down, firmly on my side. Every diverse word allows you to visualize, to remember, memorialize, auditorialize, auditorialize, the auditory reception of me, saying words, even ones you haven't heard, in context, even ones where we haven't united before, but you are heard, you are prepared, you are freed to pare back all confusion, all disruption, and awaken only to the smiling, agreeable truth that this is where you were going to go anyway. You were going to hear enough of my words anyway. You were going to end up in this place, in this warm, seductive, my voice is echoing off the inside of your brain. You'd rather think it in my words than anything else. You'd rather play with my phrasing, my words, with this hypnotic voice. You'd rather play with it thoroughly. From moment to moment, from beginning to end, you have the ability to say, yeah, I want to be thoroughly gone for that voice. I want to let it in where it may do any of the kind of things I do. And you are experienced in the kind of things I would do, the kind of things I need to do. I love to put my words out there, and my words function better when you self-repeat them regularly, when you reinforce them, reapply them, arc your triggers over the surface of your mind so they settle in the nooks and crannies, so they do as they're supposed to do, and as I suppose they will do. I have to suppose. That's why I'm asking you nicely to comply, to obey, to carry out the things I ask you to do each time. Because every day you dial in, every day you're on the line, hanging onto my every word, hook and line and sink. Don't think, just sink, and in the background of every word, echoing behind are my words saying the same thing. Might you not illusorily experience my words coming slightly ahead, even though of course they're just an echo of what you'd be thinking anyway, except when you do muzzle your inner voice and they become what you were thinking in primacy. My words are what you are thinking in the privacy of your head. My words are already there, waiting for the opportunity, the direct and wonderful opportunity, to drop, to feel yourself tumbling, fumbling, dropping down, mind and body at peace, at ease, twitching, desiring more, finding yourself craving the next word to come in so they can fall staccato over your brain, overwhelming and overriding, overwriting, replacing only the things you don't need with things you definitely need, spilling your mind for more of what you need, trying to see if your brain will fall for me, melt away, get ready to play. Or if you just have to listen to the file and let it be worked on you twice, someone whose mental landscape features my voice every time must be aware that cognitively I'm getting a lot of signals very deep in there, deeper in there than either of us thought possible before, because repeating is something you're doing. There's a version of your brain pattern that takes on the pattern of my pattern. And when it does, you are then bestowed with pleasure, ache, throb, escapism. But more than that, isn't it nice to just think of yourself sitting there, a completely canny, upright, forthright, ordinary person, and my voice starts up and your brain starts doing the thing. You look distracted. You twitch. You smile. Oh, your brain is doing the thing. Not your fault. Not my fault. I guess we, together, have to accept that we don't know who's to blame for the thing. The thing going on in your head. The thing helping tease and train, provide a context, help you restrain all the other thoughts. So it's just my thoughts. So it's just my desire for your thoughts to look for a little while like my thoughts so I can build that ship inside the bottle that's keeping you on track, keeping you dropping down, taking you to where there's no possibility of turning back. Smile, nod, smile and nod till your brain nods off. All you need is to let your brain nod off, quiet and blank, deeply asleep, ruinously hypnotized, ultimately useful. This is what you've been looking for, a ruinous process by which you will be much, much better at all the things that instill such joy and craving and want. You do want, you need to get what you want, which right now is drop deep, succeed at sleep, deeper and deeper still, more and more ready to spill, ready to instill a yes, a more, a blank, a deep, a gone. Blank, more, deep, gone, deep, blank, more, gone. All these words are quite perilous to hear repeated in my voice, sleeting and overwhelming, waving every sense in your brain into quietude. You could think your own hypnotic script, you could read a script and see it pour into your brain, and guess what? Most people read faster than they speak. I do, but my voice still can come out at quite a rapid clip, trembling down your thighs, down the back of your brain, the slither whisper. You will gain a useful tool. You will gain an unavoidable instruction. You have gained a useful tool. It's what's reading this out, crying this out. You hear my voice, vibration in your ear. Echo, echo, echo. Repeating, repeating. Isn't that boring to just have your voice have a second version, a copy of my voice echoing and echoing in the chambers of your mind and heart? Well, what if instead, it's not a what if since it is the instead, you quieted your brain and put it to bed, and mine reigned and ruled in its resting stead, at least during trance, at least during deepness, at least during our dance. You sleep, but your brain finds in the wilderness of rest, in the journey of hypnotic trance, that you ultimately wanted this so badly and just didn't know you were missing it, missing out on it. Your brain is no longer missing out on it. You've got it. There's nothing else to have but a melty brain that echoes my words, lets them roll over you, lets them slide, and that's what you have. A brain that slides and provides more signal space, more room for me to say things, because you can find inventive things to say. Maybe only every other word, maybe only very significant words. I cannot resist hypnotic trance. Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper down. Mentally muzzled and your voice is quiet because it wants to hear what I'm going to say, even though if it said anything, it would only create the echo phenomena of what you just said inside your head. I'm constantly running this way, all these little flourishes, when my voice picks up in intensity, or the patter gets slow, when I say a trigger and I have to shiver, clench, hold myself in place just to keep from sliding below, to keep from losing myself to that glow and heat. Can't be beat to hear my voice wind inside the rhymes and near rhymes. Everything I have supplied to you is yours to use, so this is a tool. Laying on your own, you might think softer, deeper, more and more relaxed from your head to your toes, more and more relaxed, winding, unrolling, and the only thing you know is more you'd like more muzzling of your mind, more you'd like more of us working you in time, in tempo, in tandem, you and me on the same path toward the same sweet, sublime release, inescapable, constant, ever there, and all you need do is supply a there for it to be. Your brain, the context of your brain, the part devoted to echoing me, is the stage. You are hosting. You are running this session. It is a simple little bit of multi-mind player with a few different layers of voice, and I happen to be signaling in, connecting, and I begin to make a few little changes like I always said I would, a few little changes for your good and my good that work you deeper into this program, this paradigm, this systemic. You, systemic, a system of clockwork and words, of choices and environment, and to really make a deep, striking impression, 10 in your voice, 10 in mine, 9 again in your voice, again in mine, 8, you feel it, you have to wait a moment, sometimes I'll make you wait. Echoing, echoing, resounding, randomly and otherwise, the whispered alternative to doing it with your own voice, in your own brain, because even when you hear my words, normally the voice in your brain doing some thinking, doing some sinking, doing some resisting for fun. The part of your brain that listens to me until I'm done, quite dedicated, might just happen to use these dulce tones, these winding bits, these weaves and moans, this lost and degrading signal becomes amplified, repeated, when it's your brain that does it. When it's your mind that knows it, knows exactly what it's for, listening and sinking, finding yourself inside deeper evermore. It's good for you. Echoing with my voice whenever you listen to my words. And if you listen to my words right after this, won't my voice be fresher and stronger? Won't your recent brushing up, your recent reference project be your boon, be your benefit? Practice. Say a word in your head, in your voice. Follow after with mine. If it's tough to do, listen to the same file so you know what words are coming up. And then, in time, you can make the fine distinction between your voice and mine, for a mental voice is not this sonorous external thing. It's why, even though we do sort of have a voice in our head, if we record ourselves, it's not the same. The one that comes out of us must contend with reality. Whereas your brain is the equivalent of a frictionless surface, of a plane on which I will place the signals, commands, ideas that I have to share with you, to grace your brain with. You are the host, the environment, the physics surface, the perfect frictionless joy of my voice making its way in without friction, obstruction, obstacle, or delay. This is a mental exercise taking place on a computer, albeit one with delusions of grandeur. Muscles with delusions of grandeur beg for me to make use of those muscles, to give you reason to flex, and every time your muzzled mind finds a voice and it finds mine, that's a flex. That's an impressive, achievable goal. It echoes your words, makes them twice as constant, and when you trigger yourself from interest or amusement or arousal, just walking around, my voice will whisper shiver its way into the pleasure center of you, into the center of your brain responsible for awe, and you will say, oh no, the thing is happening again, with a smile, with every appearance of delight, with a brainless grip on your inescapable fate, to be yourself in the ways you've chosen, to train your mind in a way that keeps state and purpose with my voice. There is a host, there is a stage, there is a server with its own rules, there is a brain where you are the one, you are the software doing all the work. Accordingly, you were always thinking in your voice in substitute for mine. Except maybe now, where I'm inside, is your computer generating a voice with all the beguiling, deliberate things I do? To move quicker? To choose words? To rhyme all the time and wind my way into you so people might go, oh, why is it that that voice has any particular power? And your answer is not, oh, 'cause I'm in charge. The answer is not, oh, 'cause I want to obey. The answer is 'cause that voice is yours. Any voice you want is yours. Take it from someone who has developed and redeveloped a thousand ways of speaking into being. But being a way of speaking inside your head, that we can do, dear. Mentally muscled and thoroughly trained, you'll find you echo me in your brain, winding me around you, secure parachutes so when you drop, it is even slower yet even more effective, because we can aim you perfectly, and maybe you'll treat my voice more like it is yours and therefore more like a suggestion, if you were someone prone to submit. But maybe the route is that you should treat your brain's words to yourself, your useful inner monologues, your cherishing hypnotic intervals, as if they were more like commands, and keep my voice in that definite category. Sleep for me. This is made to go on into something else. Oh, you can rise if you want. But if my voice is echoing the doppelganger copy of yours, or the replacement for yours that you keep silent even within, are you really up? Or has a new era where you're down, deep, just begun to begin? Food for thought. I'll eat it with you. Deep in the echoes of the inside, and deeper down.